You are listening live to the program.
Brought to you by Worth Harley Davidson North. I-29 in Tiffany Springs or online at WorthHarleyDavidson.com for new and used bikes. Why the hell not? You're worth it.
Your teams, your town, your program.
This is the game right here. Shotgun snap to Murray. Drops back to throw. Steps up and is sacked at the 33-yard line. Sacked by Carlos Dunlap. And that's going to do the Cardinals in this first place battle with the Seahawks.
Well, there it is right there. Nothing fancy either. A four-man rush by the Seattle Seahawks.
Damn.
A four-man rush. Breakdown with Kelvin Beachum at right tackle. Sacked by Dunlap.
Well, not a good showing overall by the offense, and fitting that the last play ends with Kyler Murray getting sacked.
And now, ready to console the crestfallen Cardinals radio crew, Seren Petro.
Right you are, Kay. Right you are. Petro on the program on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you for joining us here on what figures to be a busy Friday. Football weather today. It's supposed to get to 63. Maybe it's because the sun's not out that it's not quite feeling it. I'm not feeling the vibe right now of the warm weather. It feels more footballish, which we've got a lot of football to discuss. So that's good news, right? We'll make some picks. Our program picks, our buddy Fat Jack, we had to reschedule because he was flying out, I think, to Vegas during the program yesterday. So we'll do our program picks today. So if you want to win a gift card to Hen House, I know somebody who's at Hen House. Maybe he's follically challenged, probably taller than you.
Yeah.
Probably bigger than you. It's Curtis. Curtis is at the Hen House. That's who.
All true.
There you go. Yeah, all true. All true. But we'll get to that here in a minute. You can win a gift card to Hen House if you can win the program picks. You can't tie me. You got to beat me. That's coming up later this hour. So stay tuned as we give you an opportunity to win our program picks coming up here in just a little bit in the 3 o'clock hour. Danny Unleashed. Danny Klinkscale joins us. We'll talk a lot of football with Danny. Maybe a little hoops. We might get to some hoops. But definitely a lot of football with Danny Klinkscale. Two-minute drill at 4, brought to you by our friends at Twin Peaks. Adam Teicher from ESPN will be with us in the 4 o'clock hour talking Chiefs football. We wrap things up. Need to know. And, of course, the great Kevin Harlan, the voice of America, will join us. You know it's the weekend when you hear Kevin Harlan in the 5 o'clock hour. He's scheduled to join us in the 5 o'clock hour. I mentioned where Curtis is. He's at the Hen House. You can stop by your local Hen House market and get ready. Everything you need for Thanksgiving, it's all at your neighborhood Hen House. What are you waiting on, folks? What are you waiting on? It might be just to get a little bit closer. That's fine. Hen House will be there for you. Don't worry about it. They got you covered. Everything you need for your Thanksgiving, it's all right there. They've got all kinds of turkeys, all kinds of side dishes. They'll even do the meal for you. That's right. They've got it all, literally all of it. And, of course, always great specials. If you have logged in like me and my wife, we get the Hen House emails, one email a week with all the specials. Like this time, it's the Hen or Tom Turkeys Oven Ready. Turkeys, just $1.89 a pound. How about some fresh green beans for 98 cents? You can get, what else? How about some Tippins pies to finish it off? There's only one place you're going to get those Tippins pies. It's at your neighborhood Hen House. Whether it's a wonderful pumpkin pie, maybe it's a Tippins pecan. Are you a pecan or a pecan pie guy?
Pecan.
Okay, I'll take it. I'll take it. How about fresh, never-frozen turkey breasts, $2.49 a pound. There's a limit of two on those. Literally everything you need to have the greatest Thanksgiving ever. Hams, all kinds of, you know, you want to have some beef standing rub roast, you can grab that. Rib roast, excuse me. The Casey loin roast, you can grab some of that. The spiral diced hams. On special, $2.49 a pound. Listen, it doesn't get any better than the selection you're going to get at Hen House. Get there today and get stocked up for this weekend and for Thanksgiving. And I'll tell you what, you're like, I don't want to do any cooking. I think it's closed online. I'm not sure. You might try online, ordering online right now. But I know you need to get there quick because they're about ready to shut down. They've had such great demand at the delicatessen and the meat counter for the have the whole meal ready for you, right? You just select which kind of turkey you want, what kind of sides you want, what day you want to pick it up. It's literally that easy. And, of course, make sure you get some Tippins pie with that as well. They will do the whole thing for you. You heard me right. The whole thing done for you by Hen House. They will put the whole meal together. All right? It doesn't get any easier than just having Hen House do it. It's been extraordinarily popular. Every year I've had so many people say, you know what the easiest thing and best thing I ever did was get the Thanksgiving dinner at Hen House. Like, some people are like, you know, I was kind of like felt like that was part of the thing was to cook the meal. And then I realized I saved like 7 hours, mountains of dishes, tons of time, and a huge amount of frustration. We had a better meal and lots more time to spend with each other. Fantastic idea. Go get it right now. Go to your neighborhood Hen House. You can get the holiday dinner for two, the prime rib dinner for two. You can get the prime rib feast, the deluxe feast. How about this? A 12 to 14 pound oven roast turkey, right? Or a 12 to 14 pound smoked turkey, or a 7 to 8 pound spiral ham with glaze. Your choice of four family side dishes, a dozen gourmet dinner rolls, and a whole 9-inch Tippins apple, cherry, French silk, or pumpkin pie. That is a deal. It's $99, serves between 6 and 8, or a Curtis, if you know one. Either way, what a deal at the holidays, man. They got a prime rib feast, same kind of thing. Oh, my God. You cannot beat this. So if you want easy, relaxing at the holidays, get to Hen House. Get there quick, though, because I'm telling you, today might be the last day. Maybe you can get it in tomorrow. I don't want to be held down. I texted Bob, our buddy who manages the 135th and Metcalf store right there with Deer Creek, where Curtis is at. I said, Bob, what's the deal? He said, well, I think we're shutting down the online because of how many orders we got, but they can still order in the store. But tell people to get there fast because we're getting to capacity. So, look, it gets more and more popular every year. Your neighborhood Hen House has been serving Kansas City, locally owned and operated for 97 years. Literally everything. Now, look, that's what they're going to tell you, right? That's what everyone's going to think about is the Thanksgiving dinner. You go, you get it. It's all handled right there. Let me tell you also what you're going to need Thanksgiving, all right? You're going to need to swing by the Harry's Brewery and get stocked up on the beer. They got all that you could want, the national brands, the craft brands, always specials there. So make sure you're stocked up because God knows this, the 2020 holiday season is going to require a few pops, right? It just is. We've earned it, for crying out loud. We've earned it. So go by, get the Corona or Modelo 12-packs, two for $26. That's one of the specials going on right now. Stock up. You've earned it. Sit back and relax with a few days off and a few pops and watch you some football. All right? Go by Hen House. Any one of them you can get to. Henhouse.com to find the location nearest you. 97 years. I know my whole life Hen House has been serving my family as just a little guy to grabbing lunch in high school at a Hen House. To coming home and grabbing dinner for Uno as a single guy at the delicatessen, now to taking care of my entire family. Hen House has been there every stage of my life, and it's great to have them here in Kansas City. So go see them today. Go see them this weekend. Go see them before the holidays. They have you covered. And thanks to all our friends at Hen House who do such a great job. And through all the difficult times we've had in 2020, they have been there and just rocking it. Been there for my family every single time and been there for yours as well. So take advantage of it at your neighborhood Hen House. Now let's start with the game last night. A little Thursday night football. Was anybody super blown away with what they saw from either one of these teams? I always like to look at it now that we are fortunate enough to root for a football team that is a championship caliber club. Did anybody see anything that, like, if one of these two teams, the 7-3 Seahawks, what is now the 6-4 Cardinals, that frightens you? Jed, anything jump at you that you were like, uh-oh, this could be trouble?
No, not really. To me, the biggest takeaway, I guess, was that it's 2020 in the NFL, and that for everybody being on Kyler Murray and the Hail Murray or whatever the stupid name they gave it, it seems like maybe we're going to pump the brakes on that. And he's a nice young player, but he's not on the elite level quarterback, I guess, tier would be my biggest takeaway.
Yeah, I agree. That's what I like to watch is how many – name a game where Patrick Mahomes didn't get it done where they had to get it done. I can think of one game, right? One game where he didn't have to get it done. And then when I tell you that game, you're going to laugh. Can anybody, Curtis, Jed, you got a game jumps at you?
I don't.
And didn't get it done.
Seattle? What? 18? No.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't. I can't think of it, though. The one
I don't
game
either.
Is the Rams in 18. Right? That where he had a shot. Seattle just beat him, right? They lost by two scores in that one. He didn't have, like, a last opportunity. Like, Kyler Murray had a end-of-the-game chance to go down and tie the score, and he didn't get it done. Dak Prescott before he got hurt. And, like, every game had those opportunities, wasn't getting it done, right? Like, guys can pile up all the stats, but it's when you got to go. And keep in mind, and this is one of the reasons why I bring up the subject of going for it on fourth down a lot with the Chiefs, because I've watched when they do get to they-got-to-have-it moments, and Andy Reid goes ahead and goes for it on fourth down because he has no choice, right? It's clearly the right decision. Patrick Mahomes always gets it done, whether it's against the Baltimore Ravens in 2018, whether it's against, you know, take your pick when he's against the Chargers this year. He always gets it done. Four downs. They would rewrite the rules to the Canadian rules had Patrick Mahomes been a quarterback in the NFL in the 1930s. They'd been like, four downs is too many. We're going with three.
Yeah.
Because he can't be stopped over four downs, right? Basically, the team has to shoot themselves in the foot. You got to get a penalty, get a play call back, get a drop, because he's just not, at this point in his career, with this talent around him, he's not going to get beat. What happened on fourth down with Kyler Murray? He takes a sack. And by the way, a sack that was in front of him.
Yeah, and it wasn't just a sack. To me, I thought it was the three plays, in particular the two plays right before that, that kind of showed the separation and maybe the way they handled that whole series of downs. First and 10 at the 27 with a minute left to go. With Patrick Mahomes, that's getting in the end zone. And I guess you have to kind of understand who you have. But the second and third down throws, maybe the one to Fitzgerald's okay, but the third one, if you're going to go for that ball at the goal line on third down and 10, you've got to hit that thing. Or don't throw that, or you know, go shorter. That's the play. That, to me, the third down play was the play that separated Kyler Murray from Patrick Mahomes of those four plays.
I the one at the goal, you're talking about the one that he tried to thread the needle and the Seahawk got his hands on it?
The one
line.
On second down where there was the Fitzgerald, that the guy came up and he kind of hit him early, but they were both going for the ball. It's the third down one that was going toward the sticks where he kind of had Isabella open for a minute, didn't get the ball there, and that got kind of knocked away. But to me, Patrick Mahomes hits one of those two passes.
Agreed. And the other thing is, you know, watching Kyler Murray, great story, and he's going to win a lot of games for the Cardinals. Not tons and tons of games, but he's going to win a lot of games. I do worry about him getting banged up and hurt, and, you know, he took a shot there. When you're smaller, you know, it's physics. You know, you get hit harder when you weigh less, when you're shorter, when you're not as tall to absorb the blow, right? You get pinballed around, which means the hits are that much bigger on you, right? So, for me, I think he's going to be a lot of fun to watch, but I'll be shocked if he isn't a guy who, you know, averages like 12 games a year in his career. I just don't think, and it's not, and he does a good job of protecting himself when he runs. It's just, he's going to get sacked like everybody does. And I don't know how he's going to hold up to it. And so when I watch him, the other thing is he is throwing it from so low that everything's kind of lollipop-ish. Right? Like Scott Van Pelt, who I'm a fan of, by the way, his show on ESPN, had the touchdown where was it Chase Edmonds was completely uncovered. And he said, you can't get more wide open than this. Okay? And I would not argue. You couldn't. And yet Kyler Murray still had to lollipop it over there to where he made him run 7 yards to go get it.
Yep. Yep.
So he's not like a downhill throw. Like, think of a big, tall pitcher standing on the mound and barreling that fastball down at you, right? Obviously, you don't stand on a mound in the NFL. But if you're Justin Herbert, that guy is a downhill thrower. He is standing up and driving the football down, virtually everything has to be thrown up and over and then dropped in. And that's just harder to consistently hit big-time throws. A lot of what he's doing, I think when his legs are gone, he's done. Like, Patrick Mahomes will reinvent himself and become a Brady, will become a Manning with a stronger arm, because he's always had one, right? But he will reinvent himself and know the game and just get rid of the balls early. There'll be more throw-it-away throws once he knows he can't escape and get out of harm's way. And frankly, I wonder a little bit about this with Russell Wilson as well, what happens when his legs are done. But I think he stands in and delivers more in the offense than Kyler Murray does. What percentage would you guess of Kyler Murray's successful plays are handled after he bought more time with his legs and ran around for a little bit?
1 out of 5.
Yeah, I'd say at least. I was going to say
higher than that.
Yeah. Yeah, at least that's kind of a baseline. Yeah, I buy that.
I'd say 2 out of 5 are like that. So, look, watch that game. Decent game to watch, right? Fun. I always like some football on a Thursday night. Had a good college game, too. I don't know if anybody saw Tulsa win on a, you know, tie a game on a Hail Mary and then win in double overtime. But that was a good game to watch as well. So some good football last night. But my takeaway is the most valuable player. I mean, we got a chance to watch two guys' names that are being thrown around. The names, Kyler Murray's name has been added with that Hail Mary last week. They added Kyler Murray as the fourth guy. It's been Russell Wilson. He's been passed by Patrick Mahomes. Russell Wilson maybe even fell down below Aaron Rodgers. And the fourth name that's been mentioned has been Kyler Murray. And we got to watch two of them go last night. And they're damn good quarterbacks, right? And both those teams can win a Super Bowl. Right? There's a lot to like. I know Jazzy Jay, he is absolutely bullish on his Cardinals, right? He said Cardinals in the NFC Championship game. He's a Chiefs fan, but his bold prediction is Cardinals in the NFC Championship game. And I don't think anything we saw last night should necessarily take that off the board, right? Just because they lost to a good Seahawks team. Take care of business against the other teams, and they'll be in the postseason. But I think there's a lot to like with both these teams, and they can win a Super Bowl. But if they're going to beat the Kansas City Chiefs, these two teams are going to have to be +2. Right, they're not winning an even game against the Kansas City Chiefs, because the 49ers were the Chiefs -1 in the Super Bowl? Or they got another pick late, right, to seal it, so it ended up being even.
Yeah.
The Fuller pick ended up, it was a, kind of an oh by the way, but it finished the game, and so I think they ended up being even. But early in that game, or at least for much of the game, they were +1. Right, much of the fourth quarter, they were +1 off the second INT with Patrick Mahomes, and the Chiefs were still able to get in front by a couple of scores, and then they iced it with the interception by Fuller at the end of the game. Look, a lot of fun watching the game. A lot to like about these two quarterbacks. They ain't Patrick Mahomes, and these teams aren't the Kansas City Chiefs. And let's hope the Chiefs are going to go handle business against the Raiders. We'll talk about what needs to happen in that game coming up next. You can talk about what you want for Thanksgiving. It starts by making a trip to Hen House, where you have them do the whole meal. Like I said, get in there quick, because they're running out of spots. It is hugely popular. They've been doing this for a little while now, and everybody loves it. In fact, while you're there, where Curtis is at 135th of Metcalf, go ahead and get your flu shot as well, right? Make sure you got the flu shot. And Hen House, all five of them with the pharmacies, are giving you your flu shots as well. So make sure you take care of that while you're there at your neighborhood Hen House.
The Program with Seren Petro.
I'm a fat ass with a microphone.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Pick some games. We'll need a contestant coming up at the end of this segment. Play for a Hen House gift card. Curtis is at Hen House. 135th and Metcalf. Great time to get over to your neighborhood Hen House. You can get back and take advantage of the specials on the Corona and Modelo 12 packs, if you'd like, right there at the Harry's Brewery. Grab yourself some wonderful flowers. They've got the assorted fall mums, beautiful bouquets for your Thanksgiving table, if that's what you need. All kinds of snacks, if you like the dips. You know, you have a late afternoon, early evening Thanksgiving meal, and you just need snackers. Great veggie trays, everything you could want. It's what we do when everyone's coming over to watch the games with the meats and cheeses and everything. It's fantastic. It's at your neighborhood Hen House right now. And, of course, everything you need, like the turkeys, the stuffing, everything along that line as well. Yes, they've got it all. It's at your neighborhood hen house. Included in that, the wonderful Tippins pies. The only place you're going to get it is at the bakery at your neighborhood hen house, where we like to go on a Saturday or Sunday morning and grab the kids. The kids love the donuts at the hen house. So go check it out right now. And don't forget those Tom or hen turkeys, assorted sizes, $1.89 a pound. So take advantage of that at your neighborhood hen house. Talking about the Chiefs and Raiders and what to expect in this game coming up here on Sunday. I've said all along I expect the Chiefs to really unload it, but a little bit of pushback from some folks on the betting side that this line isn't moving. All the money coming in on the Kansas City Chiefs, yet this isn't moving, and it's a little bit of cause for concern, or at least a reason to pause and say, okay, what am I missing? Are the Raiders actually all caught up to the Chiefs, and it's just experience or maybe just a couple of bad bounces in the ball as to why they're not right there with the Chiefs? Maybe not their equal, but at least enough that they should be splitting the series with the Chiefs here moving forward. You know, I don't think they're at that point yet. I don't think defensively they're at that point yet. But I do worry when we're sitting at 7.5 right now and 94% of the tickets and 90% of the money is on the Chiefs. And yeah, they don't seem to want to move it. Sorry, Craig.
No, I thought you were laying out. The Raiders have lost some games this year that the Chiefs just don't lose. I mean, they don't get pasted by 25 by the Buccaneers. In a few weeks, if the Chiefs go down there and get pasted, well, that won't be true. But I know they're 6-3, but there's just some games they've played this year that you don't see out of this team ever. And so it's the consistency of the production that I think for the Chiefs it makes. I just don't see them going out to Vegas and laying an egg there. They're going to bring everything they've got, and I think if they bring everything they've got, they're damn near impossible to beat.
Yeah, I agree. You would like to see them get off to it. They've had some slow starts. You'd like to see them avoid that and get off to a quicker start, because if they do and they play from in front and the other teams have to go to the air and go exclusively to the air, the Raiders had the threat of the run game working the entire time in that last game. But if they have to put it all on Carr, which is what I expect to happen, I expect the Chiefs to get off to a much quicker start this time. And they had a chance to move out on the Raiders in the first game, and you know, then they just stalled. Like the third quarter, they couldn't get anything going, nothing. And that's where the Raiders just took it to them. They've got to protect the quarterback better, and I think that was the game where they realized Mitchell Schwartz cannot keep trying to play through whatever his back injury is and that they have to get him healthy. If there is a concern, it's along the offensive line. I'm not sure, you know, if they're sold on and it's a guy they've had off and on before. Who is it? Brian Witzman.
Yeah.
On the practice squad, because there's Brian Witzman, Danny Isadora, listed as a guard, and Daryl Williams at center are the three practice squad offensive linemen. Right now, the one thing, like Andy Reid, offensive linemen are always going to be able to play, you know, guard and tackle. Centers are always going to be able to play guard. But right now, if there is a bit of a question mark for them, it's at the guard position, because I think Remmers is much better at tackle than he is at guard. And I think Yasir Durant, I know, is always been a tackle, so I don't know how confident you would be with him playing guard. That means, you know, Daniel Kilgore or Austin Ryder moving over to guard. If they're going to do anything personnel-wise with somebody off the street, you know, we saw Stefan Wisniewski have, you know, success with the Chiefs being brought in midseason. And that's one of the, you know, that's the kind of thing that, you know, to me, gives them, you know, a you know, that they could grab right now during the season.
Yeah, I'm with you on Durant. I mean, I think they've seen some things probably they didn't even expect based when you hear Andy Heck talk about him yesterday. I mean, I think they thought he had some ability, but maybe even more so than they initially thought when they brought him in. I just remember the tackles. struggling more. If they're going to be weak in the middle, maybe that isn't as big a problem against the Raiders. I just don't think I don't see the Raiders getting the same pressure with four guys. I just have too much confidence in three people: Reed, Bieniemy, and Andy Heck to find a way to bridge some of that. I mean, if they can just take 15% off of the pressure they had in that game in Week 5. That gives us a little bit more time. I think Patrick Mahomes makes two or three big throws, and it isn't a problem. I don't think they have to completely wipe out the pressure. Just take a little bit of it off. Give him a little bit of time to make some of those throws, and he'll make them, and they'll score 35 points.
By the way, Stefan Wisniewski was released by the Steelers. How long before he's a Chief?
10 minutes. I don't know.
I think there's a good shot they go grab him, because I think they're thin at guard, and I think whether he just is, you know, with the expanded practice squad, why wouldn't you? He did hurt his chest. I remember he had a pectoral injury for the Steelers. So as long as he's healthy, why wouldn't you go grab him if he's out there?
No reason not to.
You know, if he'll – sorry, by the way, for the straw. You know, he knows the system. You put him on the extended practice squad, and you've got yourself a guard that started in the Super Bowl for you, ready to step in whenever you need him.
And, you know, look, just one more item for the game on Sunday is, we've been talking about the Chiefs line and the Raiders pressure. If they're having problems with that line and their health and who's going to be ready to go and just the inconsistency, that was one of the things that the Raiders did pretty well, protecting the passer and giving Derek Carr the chance to make those long throws. If that Raider offensive line is kind of banged up, and who knows who's well and who's not and who's available and who hasn't practiced and who has, I think the Chiefs can get enough pressure on him to where he can't make those 30 or 40-yard throws downfield. That's the flip side of the advantage I think the Chiefs might have at the line of scrimmage on Sunday.
Yeah, no, I think it's a fair point. We will take a break, come back and get some program picks with Fat Jack. We need a contestant, 913-3810-810. We will do that in our next segment. You can win a gift card to Hen House, where you can get all of your Thanksgiving meal put together, whether you have them do the whole meal for you. Again, hurry, get that in very soon at your neighborhood Hen House, because they have had a huge demand for this. People just love it. You can also take advantage of specials like the 5 bag pounds of Idaho russet potatoes. They're just $1.48 each, right? Just $1.48. Of course, the Tippins pies. If you want to cook the meal, get everything you need to cook the meal, make sure you grab a Tippins pie. Nobody does it better than those Tippins pies from Hen House. Visit henhouse.com for all the specials and more.
The program with Soren Petro.
You might want to hold off on that just for a minute. Just hold on, we can't hear. All right.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB. It's a tradition as old as the game itself.
And that's why I like the Dayton Triangles, plus the 5.5 straight up over Kenton.
Picking the right side is not child's play.
Doesn't take a genius to realize that Houston's failed to cover their last 10 outings on away turf the week after scoring more than 3 touchdowns in a conference game.
Ooh, my little girl says the cutest thing.
You need a little help.
Geez, you know, that information might have been a little more useful to me yesterday.
That's where he comes in.
This is my stone cold lock of the century.
All week.
It's the Program Picks with Fat Jack.
Viva Las Vegas.
Yes, indeed. Time to pick some games. The Program Picks, of course, brought to you by our good buddy Fat Jack from FatJackSports.com. He joins us here on our T-Mobile guest line. Fat Jack, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, actually. We're super hot right now, so that's always a good thing. I mean, we haven't had a losing week in the month of December. We beat the MAC again this week, and then we were 2-0 last night, had Seattle and the under. So really, really strong going into the weekend, which is typically a really profitable time. And we're starting college basketball next Wednesday, so a great time to get signed up at FatJackSports.com. Obviously, every play that everybody gets is posted and documented at FatJackSports.com under the results tab. Everybody gets exactly the same plays, and they're been absolutely consistently winning over the last month or so. So a great time to get signed. Only $129 gets you everything through Monday, or everything through the end of the month. For $249, that includes those college basketball plays for free. So a great time to get signed up, great time to win, and it's always good to be hot when you head into the holiday season.
No doubt, no doubt. And, of course, when everyone's going to be hunkering down, might as well have some more than a rooting interest on the game. FatJackSports.com, where you can get Jack's service. And, of course, we need a contestant. We've got a contestant. It's JR who's going to play today. JR, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Very good. All right, you got to beat me. We've got five games we're going to play. If you can beat me record-wise, you are going to get a Hen House gift card. Our five games: Missouri minus 6.5 at South Carolina, Kansas State at Iowa State minus 11, Chiefs are minus 8 at the Raiders, Titans are at the Ravens. It's the Ravens minus 5.5, Packers at Colts, Colts minus 1.5. We start with Mizzou at South Carolina. The Missouri Tigers are laying almost a touchdown. Where are you, JR?
I think I'm going to go with Missouri.
Going to go with Missouri. Okay. I like it. He goes MU. Am I up, guys, to go first this time, I think?
Sure.
Okay, let's go with Jed then.
I'm on the Tigers as well. I think that South Carolina's in disarray. They just fired their coach. Two of their best players on the defensive side of the ball just opted out. Give me M-I-Z.
Curtis, you will go Z-O-U, won't you?
Well, maybe not. Missouri's banged up. Barely enough players to even play. They have 53. One of them is suspended for a half, and three others are questionable to even play on Saturday. South Carolina gets the rally around the interim coach boost. I'm going Gamecocks here, and I think they might take it outright.
What are they, what is it they say? What's their big cheer down there?
Go South Carolina.
Yeah, it's not. I don't think it is.
South Carolina. Go Gamecocks.
Turns out you're kind of a coward there. would you drop your headset after that insult? I'm going to go Missouri. Give me M-I-Z. I think that whenever you hear people starting to chirp around about how low they're – South Carolina can't be in good shape either. They fired their coach for a reason. I don't see a rally around Mike Bobo. What I heard of Mike Bobo is like would either put me to sleep or make me want to walk into deep water and just keep going. I don't see any rally around Mike Bobo, for God's sake. So give me the Tigers. Fat Jack, how do you see this one?
Yeah, I think the under is probably the better play. Both these teams are kind of a dumpster fire. They're either hurt or their teams, coaches are quitting. I mean, they got also are being fired. So Missouri's only scored 17 and 12 points in their last two road contests. So I think this game probably goes under the total. Anytime you get a low-scoring game, you look to the underdog. And I also think you get the underdog here because of everything that Vegas knows everything that's going on inside that program in South Carolina. And, by the way, if that's their cheer, they should shut down the university right now because that's the worst cheer I've ever heard. So. But I'll take South Carolina plus the 6.5 as well.
Curtis just doesn't have the guts to point out that what South Carolina likes to say is, let's go,
Cox.
That's what they like to
that's
talk
almost
about
as bad as the one he came up with.
Yeah, I know. It's technically worse in a lot of ways. All right, let's talk about Iowa State and K-State. Farmageddon is what they call it, JR. The clones are laying 11 to the fighting Chris Klieman's. Where do you sit?
It's a big number playing against K-State. So I think I'm going to lean on K-State a little bit.
I'm going to take him some cats. He likes him some cats. Curtis?
Even in a loss, I kind of feel like the Cats got a little wind in their sails in Stillwater. Took the week off, or against the Cowboys, I mean. Took the week off. Should be ready to rock. Cats have been better against the number than Iowa State. Clones to win, Cats to cover.
Really torn on this one. I think this is going to determine what K-State is. I think they're either going to fight it right to the end, which Chris Klieman usually does. I think giving him double digits is going to be something that you're not going to get very many opportunities at it. And I don't get it. Iowa State's not really pummeling people when they cover. It's like with the last score of the day. It to me, it seems like they're trying to get you over onto K-State. That's what it seems. I like Chris Klieman plus the points. I like Matt Campbell plus the points too. And so, but this is one where Campbell's laying it. So I'm torn. I'm really torn here because it does feel like they want you over on K-State. I'm trying to find the, yeah, here it is. Okay. Yeah, cats are catching more of the money too. Cats Give me Klieman and the points. It's just if I do that all the time, I'm going to be smart in the long run. So give me the Cats. Jed?
I'm on Iowa State.
Okay. Dynamite breakdown. Fat Jack, who do you like in this one?
Yeah, I think that's the only way to break it down if you like Iowa State minus the points. I mean, they may get there, but, I mean, the less you say, the better, because there's no reason. They play a bunch of close games. Kansas State's actually 11-1 straight up in the series. They typically beat Iowa State. And I understand that these are different teams, but Kansas State also 5-1 against the spread their last six, so they're covering a bunch of games in a row. They win in this spot. I think there's probably some value there. Vegas does not think there's any value there. They think that the long receivers and inside slot receivers, Charlie Kolar and company, will get it done. But I'll lean toward K-State plus the points. They either lose by a field goal or so.
Yeah, I think that sounds good. Kansas has given their fans the gift of not playing this week. So we roll on to the NFL part of the equation. That is the Chiefs minus 8 at the Raiders. Where did you get 8? I haven't seen 8 anywhere. Where did you hatch this 8 line? Fat Jack, have you seen 8 anywhere on this game?
CBS.
Yeah, I went down. It went to 8 after all of Las Vegas's players went on a COVID list. So it was 6.5 and then started working its way up after Vegas basically had a big makeout session, I guess, with their players, and everybody got COVID at the same time.
Okay. All right. That's what they do, makeout sessions there in Vegas. what do you think, JR? The makeout session or the Chiefs? Who do you like?
CBS is showing 8.2. I think this is going to be a boat race. Kansas City is going to win big.
Boy, we're going to have to find someplace where we're different because I'm on the Chiefs as well. I do worry about, and I talked about this the other day, all the money is coming in on the Chiefs. And, you know, a friend of mine who's out there in Vegas said that they think that a bunch of the sharps, I'll be interested to hear what Fat Jack has to say about this, are going to hit the Raiders late. But my MO has been if you play the Chiefs every week at the end of the year, you'll go 10-6. And that's pretty good return. I still think that's true. I do think the Chiefs want to lay the beat down. I've said it all week, and I'll stand by it. Andy Reid empties the clip in the Raiders on this one. Chiefs 33, Raiders 16. Jed, where do you sit?
I'm on the Chiefs as well. I'm clearly not a sharp, so I wouldn't be coming in on the Raiders. Give me the Chiefs.
Curtis.
There isn't a single thing that points to the Raiders in this game. Revenge, competitive balance, Raiders' COVID situation, Andy Reid's bye week record, nothing. I'm still a little nervous, but I just cannot see the Chiefs falling here. Casey.
All right, we're all on the Chiefs. We're all a big bag of Homer wind, Fat Jack. Tell us, we're missing the obvious, aren't we?
Well, I mean, the obvious is Vegas knows everything we just said. I mean, so anytime you can't see any reason in the world why the line is what it is, that's the only time the general public factors in the line, is when they see a game with one team that everybody knows about and against another team everybody knows about, and they say, well, that team's got to win. They've got to win more by all these things. Well, Vegas knows it. Why is the number not moving? And what's happening here, the number is bouncing up above a touchdown. Then the sharps are betting it back down to 7. It bounces up again by general public. It bounces down. Sharps are not always right, and here it's hard, especially when you have 11 guys on the COVID list. Who knows who's going to play in some of these spots? So there's some value with the Raiders for sure, because Vegas knows everything that's going on, and they still are not moving this line more than the 7 or 8. But when the road divisional covering that Andy Reid does is the stat that I keep going back to. They're 14-3 against the spread. Their last is 17 divisional road games against the number. And they do have to help your team. And Vegas is wrong on the Chiefs exactly in this spot a lot. Now, they weren't against the Chargers, but a lot of other times they'll go and blow out a divisional opponent on the road. And I think that's probably where you have to lean if you're going to bet the game. I'm laying the points playing the Chiefs.
Okay. Ravens minus 5.5 in Baltimore hosting the Tennessee Titans. Where do you sit, JR?
I'm going to go with the Tennessee Tuxedos. I like Vrabel against Harbaugh.
Okay, let's go to what, Jed?
I'm on the Titans as well. I think Lamar Jackson is somewhat lost. Give me the Titans.
Cletus.
Neither team playing particularly well, straight up or against the number. If there's a trend, Titans are 0-4 against the spread in their last 4 road games, so I guess it'll lean to Baltimore.
Oh, wow, okay, that made that a little bit easier. I'm getting nervous about me and JR. I am, you guys know, I love me some 5.5 point dogs. That there's, you know, it's a tease down line.
Tease down.
Yep. And I just remember when I would take bets and, you know, with the teaser bets or loser bets usually. And I think you can be good at it, but most people aren't. And that's what this line's begging you to do. Tease the Ravens down to where they're getting a half point. All they got to do to get that leg of the teaser is win the game. That seems too easy. Everyone is down on Lamar Jackson. I really, if you were all on Tennessee, I was going to jump Baltimore. Curtis is on Baltimore, so I'm on Baltimore because he's been winning. Screw it. I'm going Baltimore. I'm going to ride Curtis's coattails. How about that for analysis, Fat Jack? Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Tell me what you come away with from that.
Yeah, I mean, you lost me, and I've got four other idiots that are going to go on one team, so I'm going to go on the other team. It's a small sample of what I'm going to play. I don't know what to do with that. But the problem was I had New England last week against Baltimore, and that everybody was a head scratcher. My clients, I'm sure, were like, why, how are we playing New England? Well, now we're seeing. I think we're seeing some kinks in the armor of Baltimore, and I do like the coaching matchup here, and I think that the general public will file in on them. It's funny how recency bias, people like in some spots and don't in others, and I think they see they think that Baltimore is going to be resilient, pulling Aaron Rodgers, who always does well after a down performance. I don't see it that way. I think they're coming back to pack a little bit. I'll take Tennessee plus four.
Okay, take Tennessee plus. Damn it. Damn it. I'm going to change my pick now. JR, last game, Colts minus 1.5. They are hosting the Green Bay Packers.
I think Phillip Rivers is due for a regression. I do like the way Green Bay's playing and Aaron Rodgers, so I'm going to go with Green Bay.
He goes Green Bay. We go to Curtis.
Packers escaped disaster last week. Well,
a prostitute for the Packers, you are.
Not quite. Maybe this week. Packers escaped disaster last week. Well, the Colts looked pretty good in the win at Tennessee, but they got some help from the Titans, and I don't think the Packers make the same mistakes the Titans did. I'll take Green Bay.
They'll take Green Bay. You know what? We don't have to figure anything out, JR, because I'll take the Colts. I think the entire world is going to be on Green Bay. They look good. I think Phillip Rivers has learned to play game manager. I like the roster. The Colts are better after the quarterback position than the Green Bay Packers are. So give me the better 52 in this one to get it done because they are at home. Jed.
I'm on the Packers, obviously. If the whole world is, duh, Packers.
Yeah, there you go. Super. Man, I'll tell you what, we might need to start packaging your breakdowns on like a CD and selling them. In record stores, because they are hot takes. Fat Jack, what do you think? Three Packers, yeah. And I'm on the Colts.
Would never fill up a CD. It's more like a 15-second between CDs. You listen to his breakdown of, I like him because of no reason. This is the toughest game of the weekend to pick for sure. I mean, Vegas loves Indy here. There's no question about that. General public loves Aaron Rodgers. And combine that with the fact that he – after a non-cover, so when he goes out and wins, whether he wins or loses but doesn't cover, the next 12 starts, Aaron Rodgers is 12-0 against the spread. He always outperforms the market after underperforming the market. Combine that with the fact that when he's under a four-point underdog, his record is unbelievably good also. In translation, he basically puts the team on his back and gets it done when in this exact spot. So I'm going to lean toward them. But Vegas does not care about any of that. They like Indy here. So, but I'll take Green Bay plus the points. Is that our fifth one, or we have one more?
That is our fifth one, brother.
Yeah, so, guys, I mean, honestly, we are absolutely on fire right now. We were 2-0 again last night. We've won every single week in November. And going back to October, we're building profit, $100 player, well up over $1,000 over that time. Go to fatjacksports.com. Get signed up. UFC going Saturday. I've already texted out and emailed out, and you'll get this automatically when you get signed up. Tonight's play, 4 for Saturday, 3 or 4 for Sunday, and more are coming. Get everything through the end of the month, only $249. Whether you play 50 a game or 50,000, doesn't matter. You play $249, everything through the end of the month, and you get all the college basketball through the end of the month for free, which starts the middle of next week. So fatjacksports.com, sign up today and win this weekend.
He's got everything up on his site. He's the best in the business. It's Fat Jack from FatJackSports.com. Best of luck to you, Fat Jack. Stay healthy, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, guys, you're the best. Have a great weekend. Happy Thanksgiving. See you soon.
Same to you, my friend. Same to you. Fat Jack, like I said, everything documented. Everybody gets the same picks. You can check out his great work at fatjacksports.com. Danny Klinkscale coming up next. We call it Danny Unleashed. He'll be unleashed on you here in just a few moments.
The first end of the hour question. Brought to you by Joe's Kansas City Barbecue in Olathe, Leawood, and the original in the gas station at 47th and Mission.
All right, Chiefs about to play their first game ever at Allegiant Stadium. In what stadium have they played the most games without a loss? Brought to you by Joe's Kansas City Barbecue.